Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and so deserved. Such a deserved title, too, by the way. Welcome back. Thanks for being part of my day. Rob Levin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Rob's great member of our Brain Trust, publisher of the New York Enterprise Report, one of my heroes. I'm so proud of what he's accomplished. And in a pretty tough environment, he's been able to pull off some pretty cool things. And he's here to talk to us. We got a couple of things we want to talk about. But the first thing I want him to talk to us about is this idea of growth. Rob Levin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always great to be on the show.
Pleasure to have you back. Let's talk about this growth thing. You know, everybody thinks that we should be growing, and we obviously you got to. I have a friend who says you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten, and so growth is one thing, but sometimes you're not ready to grow. Your capital situation is not prepared for growth. Or your organization is not established, is not situated so that if you grow, you could do it successfully. What do you think?
I think there's four things that people need to consider when it comes to growth. First of all, remember, a lot of people go into business for lifestyle purposes, right, and for control. They don't necessarily want to have a huge company, right? It might be the consultant, it could be the plumber, mm-hmm. It could be a lot of different people that just want to be on their own, and for them it's not about growth.
So and you know, some people act like that's their children of lesser gods, but I don't think that. I don't think that at all.
It's a personal choice,
yeah.
And you have to be honest with yourself, because, you know, I know several people who started companies lately, and they said, and it's really not a company, it's really them as a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing well. And I said, well, you know, if you hired a couple of other people, junior people, you're charging $200 an hour. You could pay them probably $25 an hour, and now you can get more business. They said, I don't want that.
Right.
I want to do the work myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy, and that's fine. That's fine. So that's mm-hmm. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, you have to, as you said, you need to have the right people to grow. The same people that maybe are helping you run the company today may not be the company that you need to grow, and they may not want to grow personally. And unless you're going to be bringing on new people that have that mindset and that skill set, you're going to have a big challenge there,
mm-hmm.
because you can't do it all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you said is capital, is that, you know, growth in a lot of industries requires capital. Your receivables add up. Your receivables continue to grow. And your receivables are always going to be slower than your payables. So you need to make sure that you have the cash flow to support the growth. And then the fourth thing is, you know, let's take the people that really want to aggressively grow, and I consider myself one of them. There was an article that I recently read, maybe it's a few months old already, in CFO Magazine, and I just blogged about it. You can see it on our website at nyreport.com, on how not to grow. Because you can't just go after everything. And in fact, there's two quotes that I constantly go back to. One I heard many years ago, somebody said, and I forgot who it was, a strategy is not just what you do, it's what you don't do.
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't do is extremely important. We have an entrepreneur up here, Steve Messer and his sister, Heidi Messer, started a company in the 90s, a web-based company, sold it for over $400 million. Steve and Heidi are pretty bright people. Steve
mm-hmm.
said to me once, he goes, you know, it's the entrepreneur's dilemma, that as an entrepreneur, you have abundant, unlimited opportunity, but yet finite resources. And if you don't control the growth, and let's say, for example, plan to do one thing at a time or maybe two things at a time, what you're going to end up doing is a lot of nothing. And this is a very hard thing for someone like me to accept.
Mm-hmm.
Because while I started my career as a CPA, I really, to some extent, even with an MBA and all these tools that I've been fortunate enough to acquire, I still consider myself to some degree an entrepreneurial cowboy. and I have to constantly remind myself to take slow steps and to plan. And you know what? It may not be the right time for this right now.
That's one of the hardest things for a growth-oriented entrepreneur to really deal with. Is what is the best option, especially when in the early days when you're not really committed one way or the other, and you're pretty good at maybe a couple of things. Which way do you go? And that's the really hard decision, isn't it, that you have to make?
Absolutely, and that's the type of decision that separates the men from the boys.
Yep.
Because take Steve Jobs. This article on the Steve Ball magazine had a great point from Steve Jobs.
Quickly.
They looked into doing a tablet in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Called the Newton, was actually done not on Steve's watch. Anyway, why don't we continue? We're cutting the break. Do you want me to continue?
Yeah, we'll do that when we come back after these messages. 22, stay with us. We'll be right back with Rob Levin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.